You are listening to 1045theteam.com. Joining me on the phone line, Coach Tony Rossi, head baseball coach at Siena College.
How are you holding up just simply through this unprecedented time in the world and country's history?
Oh, I'm holding up great. I'm putting a lot of weight on. You know, I kept my winter coat. You know, I'm holding up pretty good. We're doing, you know, still doing a lot of work. I mean, I do a lot of work at home, which is where I stay most of the time. We're not allowed to go in the office yet, although that's going to come pretty soon.
100%. And what's the recruiting process right now for you? Because this is where, in our society today, our only form to communicate with one another is through technology. So how has it been challenging? Has it been challenging for you to have to only be able to talk with players through a webcam?
Yeah, the problem we have right now, and I'm assuming this is all over the country in all sports. I mean, we're not allowed to really go on the road. Well, if there was anything, and there are some things on the road in different states are still open, Texas and so forth, but we're not allowed to go out and recruit until August 1st. So we've been shut down since March. Well, we were playing March 12th up to that point. I think it was the 10th when we ended. So usually when we end our, you know, the spring trip, so we start getting back up here, we start recruiting, going out on the road. Well, that ended quickly when everything happened, and everybody had to, you know, pretty much stay in their apartments and homes. So we haven't been out. We're not allowed out by NCAA rule until right now, August 1st. They kept pushing it back. So pretty much we've lost most of this summer as far as going out and seeing anybody. So we've pretty much relied on videos, kind of like the major league scouts are doing right now, relying on videos. And, you know, thank God in our 21 class, we've pretty much got it almost complete. I'm not sorry, the 20 class, because we had signed kids early, right, committed to Courage early, 9 kids. So we're still fooling around a few kids off the NCAA portal, some of the upperclassmen that are transferring right now. But you know, if we didn't get any more, we'd be fine. But we are getting a few kids that are going to help us now, even as we speak. I've got kids I've spoken to yesterday and we'll speak to today for this coming September. But really, it's basically, you know, talking to kids and, you know, talking to coaches from where they're from, and then their coaches, and seeing videos. It's tough. That's tough to do. I mean, you really have to see kids in person.
How you've been the head coach with Siena for the baseball team this past year would have been your 50th season with Siena, or it was your 50th season with Siena as a baseball coach. What do you make of just everything that transpired, where sometimes you can go back to and think, wow, this is how we did it back then. But with this situation, you couldn't have done it because you've never really dealt with something like this in the past. So what was your kind of whole process in your mind like when everything happened when it did?
Well, the thing with me is, obviously, I'm a little older, so I'm, you know, being also a former school teacher as well, and I helped out as a principal in the school system as well, and I've been an assistant AD at Siena. So being around so long, I've been around people so long, I've been around different situations so long. For me, it was, you know, it was tough, but it wasn't as tough as it was for the kids. And you know, it's kind of like I've been on the field pretty much for the last maybe 70 years, 69, 70 years in the spring / summers. Well, even when out in youth, little league, et cetera, et cetera. So this is the first time I've kind of ran to a wall where wasn't allowed to go on. So I have to keep busy, because I go crazy if I, you know, with baseball. I watch a lot of, obviously, old MLB games and so forth on TV, and, you know, trying to watch some college games, some of our own college games that we videotaped in the past to keep busy. So it's bad in that respect, because I've been on the field for so long. I've never been off the field until this summer, you know, spring, summer.
Right.
So, it, you know, it hit me pretty good, but not as much as it hit the kids. So.
Has it been strange for you personally, though, where, like you said, your whole life is surrounded around baseball, and right now you can obviously go back and watch any MLB postseason game that's being replayed on ESPN or MLB Network, but is it strange for you that baseball is not happening anywhere in your backyard here in upstate New York?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. I mean, obviously, you know, there's nowhere to go out and recruit, nowhere to watch a game, you know, and I don't even, that may happen, you know, I don't know. I talked to some kids saying it might happen in a month or so, but it may not, depending on what the governor says. But, you know, kids are sneaking out on fields and trying to get some, you know, a little batting practice and things like that. And even our own kids mm-hmm. in the Northeast that are, you know, still that are coming back in September. But it's strange, obviously. I mean, you have to get what you can get. Basically, I've been doing it in, you know, in my home and, you know, watching the videos. That's the best. That's kind of what I get, you know, to try to satisfy me. It's not going to satisfy me totally. Obviously, you want to be on a kid, working with the kids one-on-one and so forth. And,
right.
You know, you want a scrimmage and so forth that you're, you know, but, you know, I'm also, I always keep busy. I always tell my assistant coaches, there's always something to do. Never in well, our sport, I don't know about the other sports, and I'm sure it's the same. There's always something to do, whether it's thinking up, I've thought of new drills since I've been back here, some, you know, some new drills and some new drills that keep kids separate, you know, with this virus, you know, so that they're as much as possible, keeping them separated, which, you know, it's tough to do all the way. These are the things I've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned new drills and things along those lines, but how has your team been preparing still in some form of baseball gear ready to go next season? Have you been doing anything during the summertime now that no matter what would have happened, this would have been the off season, right? So have you been staying in contact with some of the team and still doing some form of workouts and practices as well?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's tough because they can't get out of their houses. They can't get on a field, especially if you're in the Northeast. We've had Zoom calls. You know, I Zoom calls with my kids every week. In fact, I got one tonight with the parents, the upperclassmen. So, you know, we're in Zoom calls to keep, you know, keep talking to them. But as far as the actual getting ready for this season, the only thing really that they're doing is our strength and conditioning coaches have been in contact with them. You know, they sent them home some things to do, even if they don't have apparatus or gym apparatus, they mm-hmm. can still do things at home for strength and conditioning part of it. So, I mean, they're doing stuff in their homes, their yards, and so forth. But as far as baseball is concerned, you know, just a sprinkling of them are trying to get out. Some of them have set up things in their backyards with their pitchers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to be in top shape, obviously. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a little bit of work to do in the fall, and we'll take it slow. We'll take it slow so nobody gets hurt.
Exactly. Coach Rossi, my last question for you today, it's one I always like to ask someone that's loved baseball their entire life and has spent years around the game. If a 15-year-old kid walked up to you right now and told you that they don't understand the game of baseball and it's boring to them, what would you say to them?
Well, I'd say to them how much baseball they really watched and played or tried to play. You know what I mean? And yeah. I'd say to them they need to get involved with a particular league or association at their age level and ability level, especially if they're brand new and never played the sport. And, you know, and read up on the game and watch videos on the game. I mean, if they say it's boring, there's nothing I can say about that. I mean, you are who you are, what you think of it. I mean, it's not, you know, like running around like basketball or football all the time. So it's a little different sport. It's, you know, I almost feel sometimes it's almost like a gene you have to for baseball or any particular sport that you go with. When you see it, you say, oh, man, this is a sport I love. I think that's the way it is. So if a kid says I don't like it because it's boring, the only thing I can say to him is to try it at length, not just a little bit, but at length. And I'll tell you what, once you find success, then your whole attitude changes.
100%. Coach Rossi, thanks so much for your time this morning. Best of luck, and I hope you and your wife especially are staying safe during this time.
Thanks a lot, Alex. You too.
Perfect. So that will go up on 104.5 The Team website later this morning.